This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest.
Let's focus on, as usual, here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with a radio program, a podcast. The mission is to become an advocate. I have been all through my life as someone who's an agrarian in roots, been around cows all my life, and I have made it my mission to be able to use the skills that I have from my radio background to help the world of American family farming, which is getting worse and worse. I wish I could tell you that my efforts are changing the tide. I think all of us working together have to realize that the tide is changing, and it's not good at all for interests not only of the farmer, but of the people who love eating and understand the benefit of eating good, wholesome food grown on good family farms, not full of pesticides and all that sort of thing. There's a camaraderie here among those of us who understand what the soil is all about, how it needs to be treated, revered. It's Mother Nature. It is. It's the earth. And without the earth sustaining us, we do not have life. And a lot of people are not reading that. They're not looking at the tea leaves. The greed that has overcome agriculture is the same as that which has overcome many other businesses. I am America's foremost capitalist. But the greed exemplified by, and I use this often as the example, Bayer, Monsanto, that sort of, that company, it's the prolific waste of land. And I want to underscore, before we get to our conversation, Dr. Neil Fox is going to join us, who is from the University of Missouri's College of Agriculture. We're going to be talking about the resources that are at our disposal, and weather and forecasting for farmers and that sort of thing. So we'll get to that in a few moments. But first, I want to talk about the rainforests and the problem that has been presented by the continuing focus on growing beef and what people say. Now, I'm not saying there isn't some logic to the argument that raising animals affects the atmosphere, because there is gas. There are other things that come from, but water is used, that sort of thing. But when you offer up a problem, I believe we ought to offer up a solution. So what's the solution to not having beef around to our protein needs? There are lots of ways of getting protein, but the public needs to be educated to that, and I don't think they have been. Now, but there's a speciousness to this argument that I underscore from time to time, and I want to do that for a moment or two here before we get to Dr. Fox, and maybe we'll talk about some of these things with him, because, again, we're interested in weather and rain and how the amount of rain as it comes down, we need to be gathering it, what it's used for, the people who criticize beef growers for using way too much water, contributing to the atmospheric problems. What isn't looked at is how beef and cattle in general, and most animals, affect the quality of the soil, which is being depleted by uses of products coming from our pals at Monsanto and Bayer. So we're draining the value, the life, out of the soil with all of these contaminants, all these sprays, Roundup, all of this stuff that goes into the soil and stays there. So when you plant, let's say, corn, and you put fertilizer in the hopper, and that goes down with the seed, that helps the corn to grow, but the fertilizer is necessary because there's not a lot of sustenance left in the soil because we keep draining it out and not replenishing it. And the cattle and the poop, or the animals, and the process that the food goes through, in the case of cows, four stomachs, lots and lots and lots of microbes, lots and lots and lots of things, the good bacteria that's in there. And when the cow poops, if you ever look around where the poop is 24 to 48 hours later, you see this expanding sort of green belt. And that's because the microbes that are in the intestine of the cow come out with the poop, get into the soil, and enhance it, make the soil better. We need more natural flavoring, if you will, for our soil. And that's not being done. There was a piece that is pure advocacy journalism that I made reference to on my good day with the DJV program that I'm going to spend a minute or two on here, because it shows what the popular press, the news media, has done to some of these stories. The deforestation figures that are attributable, and I don't get that from reading this article, whether they want to lay it all on what they consider or they call our beef addiction. They do not deal with the use of the trees around the world that are being used to produce boxes. Now, you can say, boxes? What are you talking about? There are so many, the usage of boxes has become so severe, if that's the word you want to use, because of Amazon, shipping, the world. I mean, look at the average rubbish now compared to 10 years ago. Granted, we use a lot of waste paper to make boxes, but still, it has to come from some source, and I don't think people attribute enough of the use of trees, down trees, to box production. I just don't think people put two and two together. But that's part of the problem with deforestation. The other side of it is that in certain parts of the world, there is a problem with this. But in other parts of the world, and America is a pretty good example, there are more trees now in America than there ever have been. Yeah, we have lots of development, but forests have proliferated, trees have grown and stayed, and so there isn't. We would have a real problem if, because of the photosynthetic process, if we didn't have the trees and any green life, whether it's corn or whatever is being grown, the photosynthetic process requires a green plant, or it induces the exchange of the carbon dioxide, the carbon in the air, for oxygen. That's what the leaves do. That's how the process works. That's how Mother Nature works. So, and the fact that there are more trees, the atmosphere benefits from it, but we also have lots of other garbage in the atmosphere, so I don't want to leave you with the thought that everything is rosy and beautiful, because it's not. But as long as we are growing more and more trees, which we are, some naturally and some through design, then we're going to be okay. And don't listen to people who tell you that beef growing is ruining the planet, because that's nonsense. All right. So having said that, we'll meet Dr. Fox in a matter of moments and talk about farmers and the weather here on the American Family Farmer.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
ED. It's embarrassing and prescription treatment is so expensive. There's got to be a generic prescription option. Speak to the folks at Marley Drug, a North Carolina pharmacy with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Get the information at marleygenerics.com or call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
15 past the hour, American Family Farmer Program, dedicated to the people who are on the farm, the families, family farming businesses, those who support American agriculture, the locavores, all the people who really kind of understand it. Let's, speaking of understanding, understand how important it is. This is something I don't think I've ever focused on in whole or in part on this program, and that is how important, I mean, it seems like a duh, weather can make or break the farmer. I know in many years, including this year, the weather has been erratic. It's been more like May during the month of June than June. So haying on the farm is off to a slow start, and that affects the quality of the hay and the volume, et cetera, et cetera. Joining us now is Dr. Neil Fox, Associate Professor of Atmospheric Science, University of Missouri's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. Dr. Fox, good to have you here.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So let's talk about the research that you're doing on weather forecasting and how it applies and affects farmers. Is this the statement too simple that obviously farmers have to be aware of the weather in order to do their best work? Or is it much deeper than that, the problem and the circumstances?
Well, I think it's both of those. I think farmers have some of the best knowledge of the weather. They're out there using that information every day.
Yeah.
But you can never have too much information, and there's always more information out there that can be used in more effective ways to help farmers in particular manage their land the best way they possibly can.
Well, I do, as an example of what happens with me, especially when I'm haying, I am on the hour by hour. I started using this, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and it usually is pretty accurate. The Weather Channel has the ability to look at, you know, where we are, and I feel like in terms of the weather, I need to have the info. It does guide what I do, and sometimes it's wrong and it upsets me.
There's a lot of comments, because obviously as an atmospheric scientist, someone who works in the profession, I'm used to getting the, oh, but you guys are never right.
Yes, right. Oh, you hear everybody complaining, ah, oh, those weather guys, they never get it right. Well, that's not true.
Exactly. I mean, it's true some of the times. There are some weather situations that are very hard to forecast. Small changes in the situation result in big changes in what actually happens on the ground, but particularly over the last 20 years, if you look at how the forecasts have improved, it's been tremendous. I mean, the forecast you get for kind of 5 days out now is as good as it was for 3 days out, and we get it wrong fewer and fewer times.
I'm going to use that example as I look at my own situation here. The forecast for today, I have some hay on the ground I want to bale, but it wasn't ready yesterday and isn't going to get ready today because it's cloudy. And tomorrow it's going to rain. So, and I feel fairly, you know, when they say 90% chance of rain, it's pretty likely you're going to get some rain. And but how much do you get? And how does it affect whatever, you know, we need rain for things to grow. And so it's just the specialized use of the information. What I want to talk with you about is the radar, and if we can really rely on the hour to hour, because farmers like me are interested in the hour by hour. I need to get my haying done before it rains. So if it's going to start raining at 4, then I need to be done by 3 because the weather here is usually off by an hour or so. And but I think the average person doesn't realize in many instances how crucial that information is. More for probably what I'm doing. When you plant, you need to have more rain. You want to have as much water as possible on the crops as they grow. So learning the research science behind this is what's important to your visit, Dr. Fox. Hold on. We'll continue in a few moments.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Some of the music later on in this hour and how music affects the life on the farm, especially with the advent of Willie Nelson's Farm Aid. But right now we're having a conversation with Dr. Neil Fox, who is a professor of atmospheric science. We're talking about weather forecasting for farmers. So is it radar? What do we need to know about the forecasting of rain and snow and that sort of stuff, the models that you use, and can we really? I said to you that I use it, and I usually back off an hour or two from the hourly forecast, where I used to, you know, sometimes back off a whole day when things weren't as good. But can we improve even on what we have now?
Oh, yeah, we can always improve, and that's kind of what I'm working on. I personally specialize in the use of weather radar for the observation of how much rain has occurred, and then kind of using it for looking into the future. We've had a lot of new technology come along in the last few years that really enhances our ability to do a lot more with what we have.
Mm-hmm. And in what way? How would you run that out, Dr. Fox?
Well, in the last few years, the National Weather Service has kind of upgraded the whole national radar network to use this technology, which is known as dual polarization radar. And what that does is it effectively sends out two radar beams at the same time. And this allows us to actually look more at the shape of raindrops, hailstones, things like this, and as the shape is related to the size of the raindrops, that allows us to get a much more accurate view of how much rain there is, whether it's made up of big drops or small drops, and then we can feed that information through the system to get a much better idea of how much rain is reaching the ground and what's happening to it.
Where is it going, or is it not coming to the ground?
If it's not coming to the ground, it could be getting evaporated on the way down. So if it's raining, the radar tends to look higher up in the atmosphere, maybe 8,000 or 10,000 feet above the ground. And on the way down, if the atmosphere is hot and dry between the base of the cloud and the surface, then that rain can just evaporate on the way down. And the smaller drops evaporate a lot more easily than the large drops. So if we know that the rain is made up of a lot of small drops, then we can figure out that that's all going to get lost on the way, whereas if we have big drops, they're going to hit the surface.
So you've dedicated a number of years to researching this stuff that you're explaining to us, size of raindrops, that sort of thing. Who would have thunk? You know, when you the history of the planet obviously revolves around rainfall because it doesn't survive without that. And then people start to think, well, where does rain come from? And you know, you can go off onto this. You know, I don't want to get too deeply into the weeds here, but rainfall is a pretty amazing phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I like you say, I have spent many, many years studying rain. We got quite a lot of it where I am yesterday, and I was actually out in it. And every time I see it, it just fascinates me, the makeup of how much we're getting, how it flows across the surface once it hits the ground. There's so much that we can look at with regards to it, a lot of which is very relevant to farmers.
I want to talk about what I had said earlier about deforestation, rain, rainforest, that sort of thing, snowdrop, snow shape. We'll continue. Dr. Neil Fox on the American Family Farmer. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And I respect the outcome of this election. That's the victim of a big political shocker in New York politics on primary day yesterday when longtime Congressman Joe Crowley loses his bid for an 11th term, defeated in the primary by 28-year-old Democratic socialist and activist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And as I said in the debates that we did have, that if I was not successful in this election, that I would support Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Ocasio-Cortez was an organizer for former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Mitt Romney is Utah's Republican Senate nominee following yesterday's primary, and the U.S. House is to vote today on a compromise immigration bill. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery, here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap, when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Managing to keep our focus on what's going on down at the farm, or down on the farm, is that what it is? Yeah, don't, what is it, they want you, what's the old expression about getting out of the city? Kara, play something for a second, I'm going to cough for a minute. All right, there it is. Got to get some of that good rainwater into my body to get rid of the cough from being out in the hayfield. So we're having a conversation on the American Family Farmer about weather. Dr. Neil Fox is professor of atmospheric science at the University of Missouri's College of Agriculture. and as such has performed a number of different sorts of very important research projects. Rainfall. You know, one of the things, rainfall amounts, I said before we paused for a few moments there, Dr. Fox, the business about shape. I don't think I ever thought about shape when it comes to raindrops. You think about shape when it comes to snow, because every snowflake is shaped differently. What's the difference in hail and other things? Is precipitation good for the earth no matter what? Or is there sometimes I heard, I think a long time ago, that sometimes snow picks up, as rain did, though, acid rain, things that are in the atmosphere, and it's hard for that stuff to get shaken before it hits the ground. Yes or no?
I would go with precipitation is generally beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
It picks up a little bit of dirt, dust on the way down, but generally, until you get to that real acid rain, which I think we've, well, in this country at least, we've dealt with that problem pretty well.
Kind of washed it away, if you'll pardon the pun, yeah.
Yeah, until you get to, obviously, the excessive rain, which starts washing your soil away, which is not very beneficial. I think most people would think the precipitation in any form is kind of useful, and as we go on, I mean, you've mentioned it already, the challenge of managing water seems to be getting harder and harder, more and more people using more and more water for more and more things, not just in agriculture, but in kind of daily life, people watering their lawns, people washing their clothes, all these things use a lot of water now. More and more people are doing it.
Yeah. So to what detriment? Are we getting more rain now? There are those people who say global warming is bringing us more precipitation. It's harder to pinpoint the weather and when we're going to have good and bad weather because of global warming. You buy into that? Climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it?
To a certain extent, I think there are, in terms of the warming trend, I personally, and I think the evidence supports that there is a warming trend and it's continuing and will continue.
Mm-hmm. But over the history of the planet, hasn't this happened a lot? In the 4.5-5 billion years in the existence of the planet, I'm sure you've done research as you look at rain, as to how much precipitation, how it affected the planet as the planet matured. So this is not anything really new in terms of the history of the planet, is it?
The speed of the change, I think, is new. I don't think we've seen this kind of rapid change in the climate before, and not in the scale where we have had human civilization and have to adapt to these things. So the problem is that, yes, the climate changes all the time, but if we build up, we've built up a society and a civilization that is geared towards certain weather patterns. And if those change very rapidly, it becomes very difficult and very expensive to adjust and cope with those changes. So particularly kind of the changes in rainfall, I think what we've seen is that we're not sure whether we're getting more rain, but what we seem to be getting is more intense rainfall. Mm-hmm. So we have periods of much drier weather. This is in some places, every place is different.
Yep.
But in some places you see this trend of having drought-like conditions and then very heavy rain, where we would have had a much more even balance before.
So how does this affect agriculture? For those who may not know how it directly affects, the farmers know, but let's explain in a moment how the weather is going to affect what we eat.
Well, I think, you know, there are some places which have already started changing the type of crops that they can grow. So there are areas where you really can't grow corn anymore where you used to be able to grow corn. Corn, of course, uses a lot of water.
Yeah.
And if you're not getting that rain at the right time where you want to plant it, then you have to switch to some other crop. So it's management decisions. Of course, when you go out toward the West Coast where they have real water resource problems, again, some of those fruit operations, fruit and vegetable operations, again, very intensive water usage. They're competing for that water with other users, and it becomes very difficult to balance all the uses of the water that's available. And that problem is exacerbated when the rainfall comes in these shorter bursts.
Wow. Yeah. But that leads more to, or there's credence, and one can't understand, I can't, as I've considered moving from New England to California in the farming area. My children are both in Los Angeles, and I can't imagine my life without a farm. I've thought about going to the farming areas, but the business about water is a deterrent for me anyway. And one wonders, as an outside observer, okay, you guys, what's so difficult about capturing the rain when it comes? After all, this is what a reservoir is all about. So build man-made reservoirs, collect the rainwater when it comes down instead of letting it flow out to the sea. I don't understand how that is not part of the regular routine here because of what you just said, the need for water. We've got it coming down, so capture it. What's wrong with that?
Well, I think that's true. I think we could do that, but those reservoirs are huge engineering projects, and obviously up to a certain time, no one was worried about this. Now, suddenly, because of the speed of these changes, you've now got to adapt and rebuild these structures that can manage the water better, retain it in reservoirs, or direct it to the areas that need it more efficiently, and that costs a lot of money. So then someone has to figure out who's going to pay for that.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money not to have your own food or be able to grow your own food as well, to be self-sufficient. One of the final areas I want to talk to you about, the business of focusing on severe weather and why it's a problem. This is completely driven by the news media, as far as I can see. People get all worked up about the weather, and there's nothing you can do about it, number one, other than protect yourself in severe weather circumstances. But don't you think that people are more worried about the weather now just because of news coverage?
I think there's something in that. I think, again, we have these more concentrated population centers. We have people living in areas where they didn't used to live and weren't affected. And I think it's understandable that we focus on these direct severe threats to life and...
Yeah, I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that. I just think sometimes some of the stuff is exaggerated, frankly.
I'm not sure if I call it exaggerated. What I would say is that there are other issues that don't get the same attention.
Yeah.
So, of course, we've already established that I'm completely obsessed by rainfall.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The Weather Service kind of spends a lot of time looking at better ways to forecast tornadoes. But as we said, the amount of rainfall affects more people on a long term. And even if you just look at short term flood forecasting and flash flood forecasting, those things actually do a lot more damage, take a lot more lives than tornadoes that don't receive the same attention that tornadoes do.
Is there a website that people can go to look at this to see how it impacts, how your research impacts them directly?
The best place to go is probably just my college website, we have a lot of weather research and other agricultural research, and that would be the CAFNR website. That's CAFNR.missouri.edu.
Is it Missouri or M-O?
Missouri. The whole word. Yeah.
Right. All right. So CAFNR, CAFNR.missouri.com or .edu.
.edu.
EDU. All right.
And that will be the University of Missouri's College of Ag website. We've got lots of great research going on in many areas.
Being prepared is very important. Dr. Fox, thank you. Dr. Neil Fox from the University of Missouri's College of Agriculture. In a moment or two, we're going to pay tribute to some of the people involved in this year's Farm Aid. Right now, I want to remind you about your health and well-being. You hear us talking about all the influences in terms of water and runoff and the various things that are applied to the soil and how that impacts what's grown in the soil and how that impacts what we put in our body. And the story goes on and on and on. You know, and I know, that our food is different today than it was 50 or 60 years ago. Processed food, pesticides in the food, the way we nourish our body has changed. And therefore, you are more susceptible to toxins and molds and parasites and bacteria. So you'd like to have a solution to that problem, right? I would tell you Life Change Tea is that solution to that problem. Special formulas helping support you if you got things that are related to the toxins. Maybe you get constipation or your indigestion is a problem or acid reflux, bloating, all that stuff. The tea from Get the Tea, Life Change Tea, is absolutely the best way for you to cleanse your body. Think it through. It makes good sense. Then go online to getthetea.com because you can't get this tea offline. You got to get it online. Use the discount code DJV, getthetea.com, get the tea. Drink it every day. With the code DJV, you get it shipped to you free. This is something that will cleanse your body, keep you healthy, live long and prosper, as someone once said. By drinking Life Change Tea every day, get it at getthetea.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in a Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
I'm just a traveler on this earth.
If you like farmers and farming, you're a farmer, and you appreciate the work of the people involved in Farm Aid. This is the 33rd year of that, and farmers here in New England will have the benefit of Willie Nelson's Farm Aid, starring Chris Stapleton, and this year, well, Stapleton's new this year, Dave Matthews involved, the usual people who have been involved with it for a long, long time, Neil Young. There are also, let's see, the other stars, Casey Musgraves, Margot Price, Lucas Nelson, John Mellencamp as usual. It's quite a star-studded event scheduled for, I believe it's Friday, the 22nd of September. You can get tickets now through Live Nation, and some pre-sale tickets are available as well. So, helping the farmers is what this is all about. I'm glad they're coming to New England. I think we need to have more focus on the plight of farmers in New England. Dave Matthews, who has his own Sirius XM channel now, is a mainstay. And I like him. Willie, you can't really get much out of him anymore. He's getting old. Mellencamp is a very strong, solid performer. So, some look forward to September 22nd in the name of farmers and farming. Yeah.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Focused here in a rather, rather strong way, the overview of the American Family Farmer, the programs that we have here, the aid that we're hoping to give to you, aid and comfort to the supporters of agriculture in America, the American Family Farmer Show, the podcast every week featuring the best part of the conversations that we're having, sort of in a synopsis to bring everything down to the nitty-gritty. And you can hear it archived at American Family Farmer Show. Look at some of the other things that we've talked about there as well. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I want to share in my commentary observations about the farm bill, where it's going and where it isn't going. That's up next.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice, too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right, so let's, in my observation, my time here for commentary, I am a dairy farmer, and I'm very, very proud of being the kind of dairy farmer that I am in terms of how I take care of my cows. That's a personal choice, but I'm looking around at agriculture in my state of Massachusetts, agriculture in New England, agriculture in America, and I'm seeing the influence day by day. We were listening to this fellow talk about how the weather is changing very quickly. Well, the atmosphere on the family farm is changing very quickly, and it's not for the better. We're being inundated with these huge agricultural interests, and I have spent part of the last 3 or 4 days talking with people and trying to figure out what's going on in this new farm bill. I'm convinced there will not be anything coming out of this farm bill that will have a real benefit to family dairy farmers unless there's a tremendous effort put forth by you, the dairy farmer, to demand changes. There are a lot of different things. There are 10,800 dairy farmers in what they call Federal Order Number 1. 673 of these farmers produce 55% of the milk. Order 1 is the pooling order in the area of the country. There are different areas, and Order 1 is all about pooling in certain parts of the country. So imagine that. 10,800 dairy farms, 673 produce 55%. That is directly related to the relationship they have with the Dairy Farmers of America, Dean Foods, Suiza Family, all of that stuff, screwing over the farmer. So 673% 673 farmers make 55%. So that's 10,000 dairy farmers producing 45% of the milk. Isn't it time that these dairy farmers get behind a solid proposal to help all dairy farmers? The few of these 673 dairy farmers need to have the help. They shove their weight around because many of them have 10,000 cows. What happens if 10,000 dairy farmers just stop? Have you thought about that? Does anybody think about that? 673 farmers responsible for most of the milk, and it's garbage. The stuff that's coming out of these huge mega dairy farms, the farms stink, the cows are sick, it's crap. The solution is simple. Dairy farmers need a new pricing formula, which will use the cost of production, which is $22 a hundredweight. Instead, what they're getting is $14 a hundredweight, $15 a hundredweight, because that's what Dean Foods wanted. How much longer are we going to take this crap? It is so annoying and disheartening. 10,000 family dairy farmers here in our part of the world need to be together and get to their representatives and demand that they change the farm bill so that protects the dairy farmer. That's my thought.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.